Back in session is the Portland City Council. This is the afternoon of December 11th, 2019. Keelan, please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Here.
Fritz, Fish, Hardesty.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Could you please read our one and only quick item this afternoon, item number 1150?
Amend the comprehensive plan map, zoning map, Title 33 Planning and Zoning, Title 18 Noise Control, Title 30 Affordable Housing, Title 32 Signs and Related Regulations to revise the multi-dwelling residential designations and base zones.
Very good. Well, we're back to continue our work on the Better Housing by Design recommended draft. To help reorient everyone to the proposals, the intent of the Better Housing by Design amendments is to expand housing options, address affordability, and improve design in Portland's multi-dwelling zones. As you may recall, we held public hearings and we took extensive testimony on Better Housing by Design on October 2nd and then again on November 6th. The record was closed at 3:45 p.m. on November 21st, after which Council discussed and voted on the amendments to the recommended draft. Today, we're going to be voting on the amendments to the Better Housing by Design ordinance findings and staff report to reflect decisions made by the City Council on November 21st. Project Manager Bill Cunningham is here to walk us through today's agenda. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners.
I'm live now. Today, we're coming to you with some items that are essentially follow-up to the decisions you made on November 21st on amendments to the code proposals and to the map proposals. And for the record, I wanted to highlight that we've integrated those amendments you passed into our code documents. They've changed from being the recommended draft to being the as amended by City Council drafts.
Okay.
You don't have to read all of this. We also have, for the record, the maps that reflect the map amendments you made and a new Title 30 affordable housing section. What we are coming to you for are to amend other documents that are part of the Better Housing by Design package to be consistent with the decisions you made. The first item we will be voting on is an amendment to the ordinance to reflect the shift from the recommended draft to the new references to our as amended by City Council drafts. Second, there'll be a vote to amend the ordinance findings to reflect your decisions as well as to incorporate some other refinements. And finally, you will vote on an amended staff report that has been changed to be consistent with the decisions you made on November 21st. So not really new items, it's really just incorporating all the decisions you made on November 21st.
Great, well thank you first of all for all the work to bring it here to us in an organized manner. So for each of these items, the staff is gonna provide a brief introduction followed by a motion, then a second, and then our votes. I'd like to request, given the time that we keep our comments on our votes brief, this will give us the opportunity to save our final comments for Better Housing by Design until we hold our final vote, which will be on December 18th. At the end of the meeting, Bill, I'll ask you to summarize our next steps just so we have clarity on where we're going next. So the first item is the vote on amendments to the Better Housing by Design ordinance. Bill, could you just briefly describe these amendments just to refresh our memory?
Sure. The amended ordinance includes changes in reference to the documents. Again, it shifts away from the third page of your first item includes all the changes. And it's essentially just changing reference to recommended draft to now as amended by City Council.
Very good. Do I have a motion to move?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion to amend the Better Housing by Design ordinance for a vote to approve. It's second by Commissioner Hugh Daly. Keelan, could you please call the roll?
Hardesty.
Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
The motion passes. And next up is the vote on amendments to the Better Housing by Design ordinance findings. Bill, could you please briefly describe the findings?
Yes, the amendments to the findings, and it's this pretty thick document, are intended to bring a consistency with the decisions you made on November 21st and also incorporate some other refinements. So you would be voting on amendments to these findings, replacing what you had in your original packet with these new revised findings.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Keelan, please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The motion carries, and the next vote is the vote on the amendments to the Better Housing by Design staff report. Bill?
All right. The final item you'll be voting on is this one. And this has been amended. This is basically a summary of all the code amendments, and it's being amended to reflect your November 21st decisions.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty, second from Commissioner Udaly. Any further discussion? Keelan, please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Good. All right. Before concluding, I'd like to thank both of my commissioners who are present and both of my commissioners who could not be here this afternoon for their hard work to get to the amendments where we are today. I want to thank the entire team of professionals from the Bureau who worked so hard to bring these to us. I look forward to saying more about the Better Housing by Design project when it comes back to us for a final vote. Bill, could you just give us a quick summary of where we go from here?
Sure. We're returning to you on December 18th at 10:30 a.m. time certain, and that will be for the final vote on the total Better Housing by Design package. I'd also like to mention that we're also planning to have a related item on the agenda, a Connected Center Street Plan resolution coming from PBOT. And this was a companion piece to the broader effort to come up with new ways of getting needed street and pedestrian connections, especially in East Portland, where it's not always easy to access places. So you'll be hearing about that on December 18th. Just next steps after December 18th, assuming it passes, is that staff would start working on implementation. The effective date would be March 1st of 2020.
All right, thank you. That concludes our Better Housing by Design item for today. We will continue the conversation on December 18th at 10:30 a.m. time certain. Is that correct, Keelan? That's correct?
That's correct.
Anything else, legal counsel? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.